A memorial event has been organised this weekend to commemorate the Shankill bomber, Thomas Begley. The event will be held at Milltown Cemetery tomorrow. That's just 4 days after an event on the Shankill Road to help remember those killed by Begley and Mr. Kelly in 1993 when a no-warning bomb exploded in Frizzell's fish shop on a busy Saturday afternoon. Some of the families of the victims of the bomb have criticised the event and described it as sickening. Sinn Féin has told this programme that the event is being organised by the family and friends of Thomas Begley and it will be attended by Sinn Féin members. The party have said in the past that we all have a right to remember our dead. We've invited Sinn Féin onto the programme this morning. Let's see if they come on to represent the community that they ask for votes. Charlie Butler lost three loved ones, his niece Evelyn Bird, her partner Michael Morrison, and their seven-year-old daughter, Michelle. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
When you see this poster and it says 25 years and it is a commemoration of the man who murdered all of those people who I've read out, what's your reaction?
I think the first reaction, Stephen, was actually gut-wrenching. Remember, on Tuesday, we had a 25th anniversary, and we had it as a reflection. Both sides of the community were made welcome at it. Both sides of the community attended it, and they were made very, very welcome. And to see someone, there's not even a nice way to put it, to see people who are going to commemorate someone who murdered children and women, unborn babies and pensioners, I think any society needs to start to look at itself and know it's not right. But they have to know it's not right, Stephen.
And yet, for those who are going to that commemoration, they will say that they have a right to commemorate people who they have lost, and Mr. Begley is one of them.
Well, I would agree to the fact that anyone should do it, but it should be done in a dignified way. I mean, ours was done in a church, and rightly so, and it was a Christian service, although I am not a Christian. But, again, just to do this to commemorate someone who, let's be honest, I know it's a sticky point with some people, but someone who wasn't a victim, someone who was a perpetrator, to glorify perpetrators is totally unbelievable in this country. It wouldn't happen in any other country in the world. Shocking.
On the poster, Charlie, they have the tricolour on the left-hand side, Thomas Begley in the middle, and a soldier with a gun on the right.
Stephen, they were anything but soldiers. They were terrorists. There's no other word for them. An army, they weren't an army. They were hooligans. They were hooligans. Hooligans probably not even the right word for them, but there's no way in this world they were an army. I don't think armies go out and do what they done, walk in two crowded shops and blow people up. I mean, we've heard often enough it was a mistake, it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. But remember, Begley and Kelly had to get out of the car, lift the bomb, walk through crowds of people on the Shankill Road that day, a shopping day, a Saturday. They actually had to push people out of the road to get into a little shop with nine people and it was packed. I mean, what did they expect was going to happen? It's beyond belief.
And among those killed close to you, your niece Evelyn Bird, her partner Michael Morrison, and a 7 year old, their 7 year old daughter, Michelle.
Yeah.
When I look at the picture of the soldier on this, what type of soldier kills a 7 year old?
Exactly, Stephen. What type of soldier carries a bomb? Soldiers don't carry bombs on the places. Again, I'll say it. They weren't an army. Listen, that day happened for one reason. It was to tear the heart completely out of the Protestant community on the Shankill Road. And I give this message out today, 25 years after. They have not succeeded. If anything, they have made our community stronger, which I think the 25th anniversary proves that the Shankill community still wants to remember what happened that day. And I believe as a family member, we need to remember what happened that day, because it's something that we don't need to happen again. And I think, Stephen, before I say anything else, we also have to remember the aftermath. When a friend of mine, Mark Rogers' father, was murdered in Kennedy Way, along with Mr. Cameron in the vineyard, and also Greg Steele and other people. And again, I will say this. It wasn't in our name. And if it wasn't in our name, why don't they tell us whose name was it? Whose name was it for? Because it certainly wasn't the victim's.
You know, Charlie, I'm trying to be very careful as to how I ask this question. But for those people within the Republican movement who feel that for many years they were discriminated against, who feel that they were part of a war, should they be able to have space in Northern Ireland to remember and commemorate people who lost their lives during what they see as a war?
Well, I think in this country, Stephen, it doesn't really matter what the people think. I, to be honest, think we should be asking the victims. But again, the problem being is the definition of a victim. We are victims, and I will state clearly, Thomas Bregley, Sean Kelly, we're not victims. I would like to put it out there today. At this commemoration tomorrow, will the driver of the bomb there, will he be celebrating? Will the person who organised it, will the person who ordered it, will they be rubbing your hands tomorrow saying, oh, this is great, it's worked for us? And to be honest, I am shocked and I am saddened that Sinn Féin, like other political parties, we tell us, the victims, we need to forget, we need to move on. We can't do it while this is happening and while our representatives are attending these commemorations. Terrible. Shocking.
Does it hurt?
It hurts. It really hurts. I've been speaking the other victims about this. Other victims have phoned me. You know who organised it? It's hurting all over again. It's like tromping over the graves of our loved ones. If they want to do it in private. And I don't know why it's fair or not. I just heard that Thomas Begley's father, actually, whenever it was said, that the family and friends have organised it. Mr. Begley has said that the family have nothing to do with it, and they won't be there.
His father has told the Belfast Telegraph, "We have nothing to do with this event on Saturday, and we prefer to remember our son in our own private way. This week we have just been going to Mass and saying prayers for him. We also prayed for all the innocent people who were killed on that day. We are very sorry for what happened. It was all wrong. Our family is not like that. And if we had known what Thomas was going to do that day, we would have chained him to his bed."
Stephen, the families don't hold Mr. and Mrs. Bagley and the Bagley family responsible for what happened. We know that. We have never felt that we have held their family responsible. Their families are victims in this as much as we are for what their son done. The unfortunate thing is, if they're listening to this, they have to hear the likes of myself who are saying that, unfortunately, their son was a murderer of children and women and unborn babies and pensioners. And that's the truth. It's the truth. It's just something that can't be got away from. I appreciate Mr. Bagley coming out and saying that. And rightly so, if he wants to remember his son, he can do it in his prayers privately. And I'm glad that he does free sorrow for the Shango victims.
Charlie, thank you for...
Stephen, one word, because I do feel sorry for Mr. and Mrs. Bagley.
Charlie, thank you for speaking to us today.
No problem, Stephen. Thank you.